From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Our speaker is Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues a series in the book of Colossians as he brings the next portion of a message entitled Basic Christianity. In chapter 1, verses 4 and 5, we find the apostle thanking God for certain characteristics of the Colossian believers. He mentions their faith in Christ Jesus, the love which they had to all the saints, and the hope which is laid up for them in heaven. Three particular words stand out in these verses: faith, love, and hope. As we've seen, faith in Christ is the foundational grace of Christianity. Then, love is the relational grace which binds together those who have trusted Christ as Savior. It is an active love, demonstrating our love for Christ by the love we have for His people. Dr. Cairns will continue this message in just a few minutes. First, we would call your attention to a devotional thought from the pen of the great 19th century preacher C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, As the Life, So the Fruit. The text is 2 Peter 1 and verse 8. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. If we desire to glorify our Lord by fruitfulness, we must have certain things within us. For nothing can come out of us which is not first of all within us. We must begin with faith, which is the groundwork of all the virtues, and then diligently add to it virtue, knowledge, temperance, and patience. With these we must have godliness and brotherly love. All these put together will most assuredly cause us to produce as our life fruit the clusters of usefulness, and we shall not be mere idle knowers, but real doers of the word. These holy things must not only be in us, but abound, or we shall be barren. Fruit is the overflow of life, and we must be full before we can flow over. We have noticed men of considerable parts and opportunities who have never succeeded in doing real good in the conversion of souls. And after close observation, we have concluded that they lacked certain graces which are absolutely essential to fruit-bearing. For real usefulness, graces are better than gifts. As the man is, so is his work. If we would do better, we must be better. Let the text be a gentle hint to unfruitful professors, and to myself also. You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we are greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We're grateful for the letters, the emails, and the phone calls we've received from many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word. Some have spoken of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS audio magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the LTBS quarterly magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS audio magazine simply by writing to LTBS 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? And is the emerging church dangerous? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
I've dealt with this a little in the past. We are all, unfortunately, afflicted in our thinking to some extent. Whether we realize it or not, we're afflicted with the follies and the falseness of the definition of faith that has been popularized by charismaniacs. I think that's a good term for them too. Where faith becomes a sort of, if you make yourself believe it, if you want it badly enough, that's faith. And it's not. There are people telling themselves that they're exercising faith, quite apart from the Bible, quite apart from any conviction of the Spirit in their heart. It is purely and simply their desire. And any time your desire enters into any issue, you've got to be very careful, because it's like putting a particular pair of lenses in front of your eyes. Whatever the lens, it's going to dictate how you're going to see things. Got to be very careful here. Faith is a response, basically, to a divine revelation. Always. It's a response to a divine revelation. And where there's no such revelation, you've got to tread very carefully. Not only is it a response to a divine revelation, but faith is born out of our being in Christ. And faith grows out of our communion with Christ. Paul speaks in chapter 2 and verse 12, if you cross-reference it, to the faith, or of the faith of the operation of God. It's a very difficult little phrase. It may mean faith in his operation, or it may mean faith that is produced by the operation of God. I think that the latter is certainly Paul's meaning in Ephesians 1, which is more or less parallel expression, where he says, I pray that ye may know what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power. How do we believe? We believe according to the working of his mighty power. Faith is produced by the operation of God. In union with Christ, in communion with Christ. That's why it is important for Christians to spend time in the Word and in prayer, getting alone with the Lord. That's why it's important in the everyday life, not just in the crisis, not just when trouble hits you, when some special need comes your way, but in everyday life, to get alone with God, to be soaking in his Word, to be reading in that Word, memorizing in that Word, meditating in that Word, feasting on that Word, filling your mind with that Word, and then lifting up your soul to him, so that the outgoing of your soul in prayer is the result of the incoming of the Word of God to your heart. Here's why it's important. Because when the crisis hits, you need to be able to respond by faith. But faith is that which grows out of communion. It's in Christ Jesus. It's not just looking back to a moment in your history when you trusted in Christ Jesus. It is that which is dynamically produced out of your ongoing fellowship and communion with the Lord Jesus Christ. Is it any wonder then, when I put it like this, that so many Christians, professing Christians, because only God knows the reality of professions in the lives that I'm about to describe, but is it any wonder that you've Christians, professing Christians, tottering about, not knowing what they're doing, why they're here, where they're going, what they're about, living in guilt and defeat and misery. Is it any wonder that they're like that when you think they hardly crack open a Bible? Some have professed salvation for 10 or 20 years and have never read the New Testament through, never mind the Bible through. They could quote you great reams of stupid garbage produced by some worldly writer, but they could hardly quote you more than John 3:16. How many Christians, let me put it to you this morning, how many Christians know enough of the Bible? If a man came to them in great need of soul, they knew, they would know enough of the Bible to say, here's where to turn. That's what the book says. And then we wonder what's wrong. Paul rejoiced that these people were people who believed in the Lord Jesus Christ with a faith that was marked by soundness of belief, that focused constantly upon Christ, that was professed with steadiness no matter what opposition came along, and that grew out of their union and communion with Christ. He gave thanks for this, and well he may, because this is God's gift. This is the gift of God. Ephesians 2 verse 8. And it's the foundation of all the other graces. Faith then is the foundational grace. He then speaks of love, the love which ye have to all the saints. And I call this the relational grace. You see, Paul gave thanks because the Colossians' love for the saints proved the reality of their faith in Christ. Love is the first fruit of saving faith. How do I know that? Because Galatians 5 verse 6 says, faith worketh by love. Anywhere faith is working, you'll find this love. John went so far as to say in 1 John 3 verse 14, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. Now understand this, we're not saved by loving the brethren, we're saved by grace through faith. But if there is a saving faith in Jesus Christ, it is always going to produce a love for the brethren. Because John goes on to say, he that loveth not his brother abideth in death. That is, he's never passed from death unto life. He's not saved. Now, what's the truth here? It's very simple, but it's very profound. That men who live in a right relationship with God will live in a right relationship with their brethren. That's what he's saying. We have seen, when we looked at the opening two verses of Colossians, that the word saints means that we're dealing with people who are possessed of a real holiness and separated from sin unto God. Now the world hates and despises people like that. The world mocks people like that. In fact, the world doesn't know how to relate to people like that. You ever talk to an actor? I remember talking to Dr. Bob Jones Jr. about this. Those of you who knew Bob Jones Jr. will know he loved to act the bad guys. And he did it very, very successfully. But you asked him, as I talked to him about it, remember we're up in Canada at a protest against the World Council of Churches, of all things, out of which I have one of the few pictures of Bob Jones carrying a placard. And he said, acting the good guy is very, very difficult. If you want to see how difficult, you just think of the number of even professional actors who have ever been acclaimed because of their acting the role of the good guy. There have been a few, but very few. Usually, the good person is the fool or a hypocrite underneath it all. In some other way, despised. That's giving a lot away. That's what the world thinks of goodness. By the way, nothing to do with what I'm talking about, but then what's new? Nothing at all to do with what I'm talking about. That is one of the undesigned evidences of the inspiration of the gospel narratives. And especially when you come to the fourth gospel, the Gospel of John, I say especially because it's especially attacked by the critics. Nowhere in all of literature has anybody ever been able to paint the portrait of a perfect person. I don't care what literature you read. I don't care how brilliant the writer. No literature has ever been able to paint the picture of the perfect person, and any attempt to do so paints a picture of a person who's a cardboard cutout and not real flesh and blood. We come to the Gospels and we meet with absolute perfection in a real person. And the beauty of it is the writers were not accomplished literary characters. Some of them were shoved off to the side as unlearned men, ignorant men, giving us the perfect character of the Lord Jesus Christ. I better not go on down that line because I would stay on it a long time. What I'm saying to you is that the world hates and despises saints. But if your heart has ever been touched by grace, and here's something to give yourself a real good test by. If your heart has ever been touched by grace, you will love the saints of God. I'm worried about people who can glibly say they're saved, but they're at home with the cursing, swearing, mocking, blaspheming, drinking, drug-taking crowd. They're at home with the world in all its wickedness, but they have no heart except of criticism for the saints of God. I worry about people like that because the mark of a believer, if a heart is touched by grace, he will love the saints, because you see, all believers are saints. And if you're a saint, then those believers, those saints, are your spiritual kith and kin. And it's as unnatural for me to hate the saints of God as it would be to hate my own family or my own flesh.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.